The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Willing to begin as a beginner and realizing the activity of mindfulness, the activity of recognizing this is how it is. And you can work, of course, with the breath or the whole body. Specifically recognizing the activity of mindfulness, this recognition of present moment awareness, recognition of what's being known. And we set the resolve in the mind, a simple resolve. May this mind recognize or learn something about mindfulness, clarify something about this activity of mindfulness that the mind currently doesn't yet know or understand. May we learn something about mindfulness. Getting a sense of what it is and what it isn't. And quite naturally activating the second factor of awakening, investigation, as the mind is naturally interested in what supports the continuity of mindfulness, what gets in the way. And then even more of interest to the mind is investigating the causes for things getting tight and the causes, the supporting causes for the mind relaxing. The factor of investigation in a very natural and appropriate way directs the attention to what is most relevant in the present moment. What's relevant is the continuity of awareness, and what's relevant is the movement toward a tight or stressful space, or the movement toward release and greater ease. in resolving to recognize this power of persistence, right effort, to sustain this application of mind, supporting the continuity of mindful awareness and supporting this very enlivening interest, spirit of investigation. What supports the continuity of awareness? What gets in the way? What can the mind understand about what is wholesome and what is unwholesome? Causes for stress, causes for release. See these three first factors as a powerful, important team of mental qualities. Mindfulness remembers that the work is right here, present moment. Investigation realizes that it matters what the mind is doing. It's either skillful or unskillful, causing stress, supporting a release. And persistence, this mental quality of effort, really arises out of the confidence that it matters, that there's something to do in the present moment that is really beneficial. Not forgetting continuing to apply the mind in skillful ways. And quite naturally, joy and rapture will arise whenever there is a persistent application of the mind in a skillful direction. joy arises as, or can be recognized as, a feeling of lightness, buoyancy, a bright energy in the body and mind. In the noticing of the joy, appreciating, letting it touch the heart, letting it be known. And quite naturally, a sense of greater and greater tranquility will be known. Sense of contentment, sense of well-being and ease in the heart. Greater sense of stability and gatheredness, collectedness of the mind and heart. Resolving in the mind to recognize the quality of tranquility as it actually is. To learn something. Recognizing tranquility is a supporting cause for the deepening of tranquility. Contentedness is like this now. Ease is like this now. And as tranquility is more clearly apparent, recognizing the mind settling into a more refined stillness and peace, the absence of restlessness, the absence of desiring in the mind, resolving to directly attune to this quality of concentration or stillness. We find peace. A deeper quiet. Of course, all of these qualities are here and now in the heart, in the mind. So, with confidence, turning the attention to the sixth factor of samadhi or concentration. However it might be arising or appearing now in the mind, tuning in to the stillness, the quiet, the peace of concentration. Then simply recognizing the balance, the impartial balance of the mind, this quality of equanimity, excuse me, recognizing equanimity as the absence of desiring this or that to get or to get rid of. It's the absence of that doing, the doing of craving, aversion and greed. So we're resolving to recognize, to realize the mind of equanimity in the stillness of samadhi, in the stillness of concentration, recognizing the mind that doesn't need the moment to be different than it is. Everything belongs. Equanimity is a real power, but it's cool. It's not a hot power, but a coolness of the heart, of the mind, that knows how to let everything be. Everything belongs. Can't be other than the way it is. Equanimity knows how to coexist with the way it is. Knows how to relax with the way it is. The mind no longer in a contentious, reactive relationship with what's coming and going. So instead, it's a mind like open space. And we'll take the last couple minutes and feel the very natural appreciative joy recognizing these seven factors of mindfulness and investigation, energy and joy, tranquility, concentration and equanimity. These different facets of a skillful mind, a beautiful mind, a mind that can connect with the way it is, a mind that can understand the way it is. In a real way, these seven factors are the birthright. They come with the potential, at least comes with having a mind. May these beautiful factors of awakening, may they continue and increase, strengthen, and never end. And as the Buddha says, may the strengthening and the great balance of these seven factors, may it incline the mind toward greater and greater wisdom, awakening, freedom, greater and greater skill in life, compassion. May it be the cause for good. And may this good continue and increase and never end.
life challenges for us to spend a week like we've done. Looking at the positive, beautiful qualities of the seven factors. Some of you know Westminster, he's a great law teacher. And for a while there was a journal called Inspiring Mind, and you see it now, no longer happening. But it was a journal for the Vipassana community here in the West. And he had the past for the last column in that journal for many years. And at the end of his run, maybe about 10 years ago, he wrote an article about the first group, the people in the Buddhist community that were really into the fifth of the truth. There is this.